Wayside School Gets a Little Stranger. 1. Explanation. For 243 days, a lonely sign hung upside down on the front of the old school building. Wayside School closed for repairs. On some days, a child would come, look at the sign, then sadly walk away. Or else a child would come, look at the sign, stand on her head, then sadly walk away. Lewis watched them come and go, but he never said hi to them. He hid when they came. It was his job to repair the school. Lewis used to be the yard teacher at Wayside School. He passed out the balls and played with the kids at recess and lunch. When the school closed, the children were sent to other schools. Horrible schools. No two kids were sent to the same school. Lewis was afraid he'd cry if he talked to them. But he worked hard. For 242 days, he pushed and pulled, shoveled and mopped. He never left the building. At night, he slept on the couch in the teacher's lounge on the 12th floor. Some days, it seemed hopeless. The worst part was the smell. He often had to run and stick his head out a window to get a breath of fresh air. But whenever he felt like quitting, he thought about those poor kids stuck in those horrible schools, and he just worked harder. And at last, 243 days later, the school was ready to open. Well, almost ready. There was one little problem. Suddenly, from somewhere inside the building, or maybe just inside his head, Lewis heard a loud, "Moo!" He put his hands over his ears and said, "I don't hear it. I don't hear it. I don't hear it," until the mooing stopped. He had scrubbed and polished every inch of Wayside School. There were no cows anywhere. He was sure of it. Still, every once in a while, he heard something go moo. Or at least he thought he did. He took the sign off the door.